高中必修课程复习与检测英语试题九第一部分听力理解做题时先将答案标在试卷上录音内容结束后你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上第一节听下面五段对话每段对话后有一个小题从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项听完每段对话后你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题每段对话仅读一遍Text 1.
How about seeing the new film at the theater tomorrow?
Sorry, I have a GRE class every Friday, and the next day, I always have to look over my notes at home.
Text 2.Hey, Catherine, do you know any special ways to listen to lectures better?
Well, I like to take notes, but if a topic is difficult, I often record the whole thing. That way, I can listen to the lecture all over again and take really good notes.
Text 3.
Hi, Thomas. This is Katie. I found your notebook in the library. Please come to get it back in the classroom, or I just leave it in the teacher's office in room 201. If you don't have time now...
Oh, that's great, Katie. I have been looking for it all day long. I will go to get it tomorrow morning.
Text 4.
I find there are plenty of classical music CDs on the internet. You can buy them very cheaply if you like them.
Great! I know you very often listen to them. You can try some rock music, which can make you energetic and powerful, and jazz music also makes people feel relaxed.
I sometimes listen to them.
Text 5.
Did you realize you were speeding just now? The speed limit is 60 kilometers per hour on this road.
I'm terribly sorry, officer. I just got my driver's license and I missed the speed sign.
第二节，听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
I'm terribly sorry, Tina. I've broken your glasses. I was looking for the dictionary you borrowed from me yesterday on the desk while you were out for a break.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's my fault. I forgot to return it to you on time after I used it to look up some words in it. I should say sorry to you first.
I need it badly now, so I began to search for it on your desk. I should have been careful. I will pay for it.
No, there's no need to pay. You treated me in ice cream after class. That's enough.
I'm terribly sorry, Tina. I've broken your glasses. I was looking for the dictionary you borrowed from me yesterday on the desk while you were out for a break.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's my fault. I forgot to return it to you on time after I used it to look up some words in it. I should say sorry to you first.
I need it badly now, so I began to search for it on your desk. I should have been careful. I will pay for it.
No, there's no need to pay. You treated me in ice cream after class. That's enough. Good morning, Howie Chasvito. How may I help you?
Hello, I made an appointment with Dr. Martin, but I have to make a change now.
Oh, who is calling, please?
I'm Adam Welsh.
Ah, yes, Mr. Welsh. Your appointment is at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Is there a problem?
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to come tomorrow as I live out of town, and I've been cut off by last night's sudden snowstorm. Could I possibly have another appointment for the same time the day after tomorrow, when the weather will hopefully be better?
Wait a moment, please. I will just check. Yes, that will be fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I will inform Dr. Martin of the change. Thank you for calling. Good morning, Howie Chasvito. How may I help you?
Hello. I made an appointment with Dr. Martin, but I have to make a change now.
Oh, who is calling, please?
I'm Adam Welsh.
Ah, yes, Mr. Welsh. Your appointment is at 11 a.m. on Wednesday. Is there a problem?
Well, unfortunately, I won't be able to come tomorrow as I live out of town, and I've been cut off by last night's sudden snowstorm. Could I possibly have another appointment for the same time the day after tomorrow, when the weather will hopefully be better?
Wait a moment, please. I will just check. Yes, that will be fine.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. I will inform Dr. Martin of the change. Thank you for calling.
Let's plan for a trip for the summer break.
All right. I heard there are some little villages with beautiful scenery and interesting shops.
Oh, no. We don't have that much money to do some shopping.
You are right, anyway. I would like to have a look. I just heard there are some really nice arts in the villages. The best place to find a good variety of local artworks, such as paintings and handmade jewelry, is Richmond. The only trouble is that there aren't any places to eat. Luckily, there are some great restaurants and cafes in the Rosemont, 15 minutes by bike away from it, and the Sun Valley, which is a 10-minute walk from Richmond, is also famous for its local foods.
Great. Are there any youth hotels around there?
Yes, there is one in Richmond. But what about sleeping in a tent? We haven't done that for ages, and we don't have much money to stay in a hotel.
Sounds fun.
Let's plan for a trip for the summer break.
All right, I heard there are some little villages with beautiful scenery and interesting shops.
Oh no, we don't have that much money to do some shopping.
You are right, anyway. I would like to have a look. I just heard there are some really nice arts in the villages. The best place to find a good variety of local artworks, such as paintings and handmade jewelry, is Richmond. The only trouble is that there aren't any places to eat. Luckily, there are some great restaurants and cafes in the Rosemont, 15 minutes by bike away from it, and the Sun Valley, which is a 10-minute walk from Richmond, is also famous for its local foods.
Great. Are there any youth hotels around there?
Yes, there is one in Richmond. But what about sleeping in a tent? We haven't done that for ages, and we don't have much money to stay in a hotel.
Sounds fun.
听第九段材料，回答第十三至十六题。
Nice to meet you, Jack. I'm Mrs. Spence. Please take a seat.
Thank you, Mrs. Spence. Nice to meet you, too.
So, you've applied to do a teaching course here?
Yes, that's right.
I would like you to tell me, first of all, why you want to be a teacher.
Okay. Well, I've always loved explaining things and helping people. I'm not looking for an easy job. I like challenge. I also want to work with young people.
And why have you decided to become a PE teacher?
Okay, playing sports is my favorite. I really believe it's important for young people to do sports at school.
Oh, mine is watching sports. Well, why is it so important, do you think?
Okay, well, first of all, we all know it's important for our health to keep physically fit. Second, physical exercise is good for our mental well-being. Finally,Playing sports teaches young people important life lessons, like the teamwork, which values most.
Okay, Jack, let's stop here. I will let you know the results soon. Nice to meet you, Jack. I'm Mrs. Spence. Please take a seat.
Thank you, Mrs. Spence. Nice to meet you, too.
So, you've applied to do a teaching course here?
Yes, that's right.
I would like you to tell me, first of all, why you want to be a teacher.
Okay. Well, I've always loved explaining things and helping people. I'm not looking for an easy job. I like challenge. I also want to work with young people.
And why have you decided to become a PE teacher?
Okay. Playing sports is my favorite. I really believe it's important for young people to do sports at school.
Oh, mine is watching sports. Well, why is it so important, do you think?
Okay. Well, first of all, we all know it's important for our health to keep physically fit. Second, physical exercise is good for our mental well-being. Finally, playing sports teaches young people important life lessons, like the teamwork, which values most.
Okay, Jack.Let's stop here. I will let you know the results soon.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
In the age of mobile payments, what we really need to survive is a smartphone. But one company in the US is going to make your traditional wallets cool again.
by bringing them into a digital age. American firm Voltman's smart wallet takes security to a new level. It's fitted with different technology. In a smart wallet, there is an alarm, a GPS tracker, and even a camera. If your phone and wallet become separated, the alarm will warn you so that you don't leave it behind. And if your wallet is lost or stolen, the GPS tracker can help you reach it. But perhaps the most unusual feature of the Voltman smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone. The founder said, "Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief." The Voltman is really the world's most powerful smart wallet. It's also lightweight and thin, making it perfect for travel. No more international roaming charges. Also, it works wirelessly. The high-tech wallet comes in three models, with the cheapest cost expected to be $169. In the age of mobile payments, what we really need to survive is a smartphone. But one company in the US is going to make your traditional wallets cool again by bringing them into a digital age. American firm Voltman's smart wallet takes security to a new level. It's fitted with different technology. In a smart wallet, there is an alarm, a GPS tracker, and even a camera. If your phone and wallet become separated, the alarm will warn you so that you don't leave it behind. And if your wallet is lost or stolen, the GPS tracker can help you reach it. But perhaps the most unusual feature of the Voltman smart wallet is the built-in front-facing camera. If someone dares to open your wallet without your permission, the little camera will take a picture and send it to your mobile phone. The founder said, "Once your wallet is stolen, you will find it easily by receiving the picture of the thief." The Voltman is really the world's most powerful smart wallet. It's also lightweight and thin, making it perfect for travel. No more international roaming charges. Also, it works wirelessly. The high-tech wallet comes in three models, with the cheapest cost expected to be $169.录音内容结束。